The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health and Mental Health for Ulster County. With me this morning is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Vin.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we will be discussing something really great, and that is individual, family, and community wellness with the YMCA of Kingston and Ulster County, an invaluable community partner that we've worked so closely with to improve our community. And we're very fortunate to have the CEO and President of the YMCA of Kingston and Ulster County, and that is Heidi Kirk. Welcome, Heidi.
Welcome.
How are you?
I am fine. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. And I've noticed in the notes that you walk the talk because it says that you enjoy being physically active with running, swimming, biking, rowing, dance, CrossFit. I only make it to the gym like three times a week, and I thought I was doing well.
Well, I don't do all of them every single day of the week, but that's one of the, you know, the attractions of being there is that you get to participate in a variety of these classes and really learn what they're about. And I just love our instructors. I love being physically active. It does make me feel better. And, you know, I hope other people recognize that too, that we're not just saying it. It does really work.
And what attracted you to this particular position with this organization?
Well, I had been on the board and, you know, the prior CEO had left, and I could tell that there was a lot of work that needed to be done in a variety of different ways, you know, both financial and non-financial. Mm-hmm. And so I felt that that was something I could do. And I, my prior job, I was traveling all over the place, and I felt I wanted to kind of be closer to home. Well, mm-hmm. at least sleep in my own bed at night, I should say, rather than in a hotel. So I made the switch. Very happy I did. It's been great. I've met a lot of wonderful people. And there's so much work yet to be done.
And there's nothing better than working to improve the place where you live, right?
In yeah. Community. Yeah.
It's really a good
it's
thing.
It's a real slow push forward, but it is nice to see.
And for the benefit of our listeners who may not be intimately familiar with the Y and its position in the community, when it started, can you just give them a very brief background?
Oh, sure. Our Y has been in Ulster County for 153 years.
Wow.
1866, wow. Is that correct? Yes. And so it originally just started as a place for obviously young men, but to kind of a place for them to go in the time of the Industrial Revolution. There was a lot of activity, a lot of industry, a lot of jobs in the cities. And so you had a lot of folks come off the farms and young men, and they would go to the cities to work where the pay was better. Sounds kind of familiar today. But anyway,
yeah,
they would go into the city to work and needed a place to stay. And so they would go to the Y. And in addition to that, the Y also used to provide education. So they'd work by day and get their high school education by night. And then it just, you know, over the years it progressed. It became more of a physical activity place for young men. And then they were also expanded into the camp experience. And then eventually it expanded into allowing females into the organization. And today, females are actually the majority of the YMCA leaders. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, YMCA populations are a 50-50 mix between males and females.
Great. And so what's happening at the Y these days, fast forwarding 153 years, at the modern Y and the vision for the future?
Well, actually, there's a lot. And a lot has to do with, we're always struggling with, what does your Y do? And every single Y is different. And you have to kind of look into the community that you serve and say, what do they want? Are we doing a good job? Are we meeting their needs? And it changes. And we're in the process now of doing a community needs survey. And our initial reports back have, given us a lot of great information. And the folks in the community want more than just a gym and swim out of their Y. Mm-hmm. They really want some good additional enrichment programs added, educational programs added, and really perceive it as more being a real community center where mm-hmm. you can go and have art classes, or you can take some, as youth can take STEAM classes, perhaps language, perhaps, just book clubs, things like that. So, which is really guiding us as to how we're going to reorganize our Y. And so we will continue, like one side of our Y is still going to be a gym and swim. And yet the other side is now going to be, is pointing towards and moving towards being more of a community center.
Enrichment of the mind, mm-hmm. too. And social associations, as we know, Dr. Smith, really are perhaps the biggest factor in individual and community health.
It's certainly a very significant factor in promoting health.
And those opportunities, as communities became more expansive, and people were traveling further and commuting and so on, some of those opportunities were lost along the way. So yeah. It's really great to have that resource.
So Heidi, I believe not too long ago you received a grant to some renovation.
So if anyone who's involved with renovations, surely knows you don't get money one day and then blink and it happens the next day. So we are still in that process. One of the things we wanted to make sure that we spent the money wisely. And there were some, slam dunk things we had to get done, like our roof, leaks. You don't like to have leaks. We had new electrical put in. Our panels desperately needed to be replaced. Electric to the pole needed to be replaced. There were some things that, without questions, bar none, the work has to be done. But then we got to the point where saying, can we leverage what we have to look at really what the community wants and needs? And so in doing so, we really had a whole look at our facility, a whole look. We had community people in. We listened to our members. We listened to our partners and had a lot of discussion. And so, we got to that realization that, okay, people like the Y. They like what it does. However, they want a little bit more. And it's funny because I've always, my beloved YMCA is the 92nd Street Y.
Yes.
And
really
I just
fabulous.
Love the programming they do and how they pull in the arts and how, it just removes barriers. I always see our YMCA as a facility that should remove barriers. I don't care who you are, what you do. I want you to be able to come to the Y and feel like you belong with the person working out next to you or whoever is next to you. And I think it's positive influences on everyone if you can, be in an environment that everyone belongs.
When I lived in the city, the 92nd Street Y and the Cathedral of St. John the Divine were my two favorite places.
Yeah.
You could always hear amazing speakers from all over the world and authors and filmmakers. And
so
really
we will be building on that. And, it's meant to have things there and present, that really provide time for discussion, to be introspective about who we are individually, who we are as a community, and who we want to be. So it's kind of exciting. I like it. So there will be more of these things coming out, whether or not we actually have them at the Y or we partner with other organizations within the community to host certain events, but definitely there's room for it, and I know that our community wants it.
And you have such an amazing centralized location, being right in the heart of Midtown.
It wasn't always perceived
in
that
way. Well, the Broadway streetscape, as
oh, it
we
is
know,
now.
It's going to be redone.
Oh yes,
and it's going to be. You're going to be really at you know, ground zero of things happening.
It's amazing how that's happened already. So the funny part is, as we reshuffle and look at how we're going to reorganize our building, and one of the things that we want, and I think it's needed, is a prominent entry into the Y off of the Broadway.
I remember you talking about
and
that.
And so there are more walkers and bike riders than ever before. And so that's going to happen. I've gone back just yesterday. I've sent back some other ideas to the organization we're working with to develop designs. And so that's got to happen. And yet we're also going to have space, because you kind of become more efficient and do things, and you got to utilize every square inch of space you have to just survive. And so there's extra space that we have that I will be looking out to community partners, probably hopefully non-for-profits, mm-hmm. Because to afford it, if they want to share space. And it has to fit within our mission, but it's amazing how many people have already inquired with me to be where we are. And I was like, it wasn't so long ago that...
Yeah, there's so many synergies involved in just getting people, with built-in crowd and a receptive crowd.
Yeah.
And we want to learn more about all of this and even some of the great classes and an overview of that. But first, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio.
I love the way that picture looks. Can you move it to the left just a bit? Careful on the ladder.
Really? You know I'm always careful. Let me move it just a little bit more. Uh-oh!
Let's face it, accidents happen. When life takes an unexpected turn, you want your family treated at a full-service emergency room, where you'll find physicians who are board-certified in emergency medicine.
Let's get in the car. We're going to the ER.
Oh, but we'll be waiting for hours.
Introducing the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, only at Mid-Hudson Regional Hospital in Poughkeepsie and Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, members of the WMC Health Network. When you arrive in either of these emergency rooms, you'll be seen by a member of the care team within 30 minutes. Expert trusted emergency care without the wait. To read the 30 minutes or less ER pledge, visit wmchealth.org/ER30.
Well, that was painless.
Hey, I'm the one with the stitches.
No, I was talking about the wait.
Another way the WMC Health Network is advancing care here.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom, and I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Heidi Kirshner, who is the CEO and president of the YMCA of Kingston and Ulster County. Heidi, before the break, we were talking about some of the vision for the Y moving forward and some of the programs that you're hoping to incorporate into the Y's mission, but I know you also have a lot currently going on. So could you talk a little bit more about some of those programs?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, it's fall, so it's been the beginning of the school year. So we have, you get back into that, we have all of our after-school programs that we run in the schools now, because it makes sense to have them there. So, it keeps the kids safer. There's not a lot of transportation. So we have a lot of our after-school programming going there. But then we also get going with a lot of the other programming. Our wonderful Hurricane Swim Team has kicked off. So that's going on. We have basketball clinics coming up.
Wow.
They'll be starting like early November. And that's for the very young to like 12 years old. So if you're you have a 3-year-old who looks like he or she wants to play some basketball, we have some very nice clinics that we offer. They're coming up. And they'll continue. Some of them, part of them is paid for by a grant, so part of the time it will be free, which is great. We love to offer programs for free for kids and families. So that's coming up. We have our running program that will start as well, and that's a program that kids, we just keep them active and keep them moving, and they run a certain amount every single week. And then in the spring, we have our Kids Classic, and by the time they get to the Kids Classic, they will have run 25.2 miles, and they run that last mile in the Kids Classic to make themselves a marathon runner.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's really great. We also have for adults, and I have to compliment my wellness director. She is always changing things up to keep it interesting and dynamic. We have Reiki Level 1 training that's going to happen at the Y. So if anyone is interested in, you know, just becoming that Level 1 Reiki practitioner, we're offering training at the Y. There is a small fee for members. It's $99, and for non-members, it's $119. This is 2 sessions. It's held on Saturdays. It's like 4 hours each. But it's great, and especially when we look at our community and our country, and mental health is really important. And Reiki kind of brings that focus inward.
Nice.
And it helps you, you know, become grounded and just have a little bit more mindfulness of what you're doing. We also have a bunch of different yoga classes. One of the things I think is the fountain of youth is having flexibility and balance. And so yoga, full body stretch yoga, will give you that flexibility. We also have beginner yoga, because it takes a while to get into certain of poses and get that flexibility. So we offer that, as well as more advanced yoga. We have self-defense classes being offered this fall, as well as our rowing program will start, and that's erging. And we've had a lot of great success with that. We've actually had 2 rowing camps these past 2 summers down at the Roundout, in collaboration with the Hudson Maritime Museum and the Roundout Rowing Club.
I always see the rowing shells out there.
Wow. So it's Scott Johnson, who is the head coach of the Kingston High School team, has also been working that camp. And last year, the varsity team finished, I can't remember, 1st or 2nd in their leagues. That's never happened before. And I really do truly believe that it's because of the youngsters who took it 2 years ago, rolled into that program, and because they already had their experience, they brought a great novice team that gave them the points they needed to finish where they were.
That's wonderful.
In the States. So it's really good. It's nice to see that going on. We have our old faithfuls. We have our spin classes. Yay! I didn't get one today. I wish I did, but we have our spin classes that are going on, which wonderful. Our dance classes, our pound classes, which is you use drumsticks and pound to music.
Great.
And it's a really good upper body
workout. I wish we had
workout.
That right at our place of work. We just you know, take a break and go take a class and then come back. And
then we're doing some kind of some new classes. We have what we call the Den at our Y, and it's a fabulous room filled with great equipment, 6 platforms, some squat racks, bumper weights, free weights. And so we're going to have, there's an individual who will be there during the week to give some powerlifting instruction and strength training for athletes. So that's always nice. So lots of things going on. Our pool, however, is scheduled to get some very much so needed rework. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to start already, but you know how that kind of thing goes.
First they have to show up, and then they have to do the work.
Yeah, but it's going to be totally redo our whole pool area. So it's going to be
really
new.
Great.
And I'll be inviting everyone to come once it's finished, because with that will allow us to do some more programming. I really want to have a Special Olympics swim team at the Y. And they're going to be like sister teams to our youth hurricane swim team, where our older swim team participants will be young coaches for the Special Olympics. So it gives a lot of leadership and integration. It teaches a lot about discipline and respect. And so they'll work together. We're going to have an old throwback to synchronized swimming. It's a great intergenerational activity. It's good for seniors to get exercise. It's nice for young kids as well.
And the burgeoning film industry in Ulster County.
Right. We're going back to those days, back in the 40s or whatever.
So
that was very popular.
That, and then along with some master swimming. So we really want to, work every single bit of things that we have, assets that we have, and really help the folks in our community.
Really terrific. And I remember one time I was there where you were talking specifically about some of the programs for older folks too.
We have a good program. It's called Sit and Get Fit. So you have a lot of folks who just, aren't able to stand and move. So we have a great program, Sit and Get Fit, and you do it all from a chair. Now, don't let that fool you, because it might sound like you're just sitting around, but you're not. You're working your muscles just as hard as if you were standing up. So that's a nice course. I have taken it, and it's not that easy. So you really do sit and get fit.
Wonderful.
It's great.
It's a good thing to know when for all of us that have desk jobs. Right?
That's
true. Yeah, absolutely.
Bring some of that back to the office with us.
And you have some things also going on behind the Y, right? You've adopted some buildings.
Our farm. So I consider our farm, it falls right in between the gym and swim thing and then, the community. So it kind of is both. So our farm is doing fantastic. And then in there is also some other space where we have done some plans to have a new playground and a really interactive playground, very nicely done. And actually, it's so funny, the kids from the farm actually sat down with the designer, and they basically came up with the same design that the designer came up with.
You saved yourself a bunch of money.
Oh yeah, but it was just nice to have them, participate.
That's
and collaborate.
Great.
And so that should be starting, I would say, in the spring.
And a much needed asset for the Midtown, right? Because of Midtown Linear Park, the trail is going to be really the first time ever, park right,
in addition to the playground, there's community space that's designed so that and an outdoor kitchen for spring and summer months, so that we can have community events like movies or little concerts or whatever in that space and utilize it. So it's kind of cool to see these things happening now in Midtown.
Mm-hmm. And what about the challenges? You foresee any things looming on the horizon that you might be concerned about, or that can be overcome, let's say that?
Well,
opportunities.
I definitely will be kind of lopping off a piece of my building to update it. And so that's cost money. A lot of money. And so, I've already started that process. So we're working on it, but we need to do it. And if you look at the history of the Y, it's like every 40 to 50 years, the building has to basically be redone.
Refreshed,
we are at that time. And if we don't...
And an exciting time because of everything else that's happening around
it. Absolutely, the timing is great.
Really perfect. And so, Heidi, if folks want to know more about classes or about plans for the Y or how they can get involved by... maybe even volunteering or want to be part of it. How do they get
Okay, so they can call us at 845-338-3810, or they can look us up on the web at ymcaulster.org, and they can speak to me, they can speak to any of my associate directors, Noelle Schmidt, Rashida Tyler, or they can talk to my volunteer coordinator, Kristen Keller.
wonderful. Well, you folks do such great work.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's really wonderful. Again, all the time we have for now, whenever we have great topics, we run out of time way too fast. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.